This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden appears to be boosting his goal for getting Americans vaccinated during his first 100 days in office. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani explains.
For weeks, the president's been aiming for 100 million shots in 100 days and facing criticism for not aiming high enough, since the U.S. has been exceeding a pace of a million doses a day over the last week. Now,
1.5 million a day.
He's predicting widespread vaccine availability by the spring and by the summer.
We're going to be well on our way to heading toward herd immunity.
About 6% of the U.S. population has received at least one vaccine dose. Less than 1% has been given both doses. The nation's been seeing lower COVID-19 case and death counts recently, but even as some areas ease restrictions, experts are warning more contagious variants could lead to more surges. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And Britain is set to announce changes to its quarantine rules that could see anyone arriving the country having to spend 10 days in a hotel at their own expense. Navy correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The government has been reviewing its quarantine policies amid concerns over new coronavirus variants. Whether the changes will be universal and apply to everyone arriving, including British citizens, or just to those arriving from high-risk COVID-19 countries, remains unclear. Vaccines Minister Nadheen Sa'awi says, as we vaccinate more of the adult population, if there are new variants from places like South Africa or Brazil, we need to be very careful. Hotel quarantine is common policy in a number of countries, including New Zealand and Australia. Charles de Ledesma, London.
And this is VOA News. The U.S. House impeachment case against former President Donald Trump has been delivered to the U.S. Senate, which will open its trial against the former president early next month. We get more from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
As is tradition, House prosecutors made a ceremonial walk to the upper chamber to deliver the article of impeachment against Donald Trump. Congressman Jamie Raskin, the lead impeachment manager, reads aloud the charge.
Donald John Trump engaged in high crimes and misdemeanors by inciting violence against the government of the United States.
Citing the deadly incursion at the U.S. Capitol after Trump urged supporters to fight against election certification, falsely claiming fraud, the article suggests Trump is a danger still to the United States.
Thus warrants impeachment and trial, removal from office, and disqualification to hold and enjoy any office.
But GOP senators, some of whom had indicated they would support impeachment, appear to be backing off now. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Experts say that the trade war between the world's two biggest economies will not be ending just because there's new leadership in the United States. Economists say that President Joe Biden will not confront Beijing right away. Instead, he needs to focus on the coronavirus and the economy. However, Biden looks to set to renew pressure over trade and technology complaints that prompted U.S. President Donald Trump to hike tariffs on Chinese imports in 2017. Negotiators might tone down Mr. Trump's focus on the trade balance and push harder for changes to open China's state-dominated economy, according to The Economist, but no abrupt tariff cuts or other big changes are expected. President Joe Biden said Monday that he is very concerned by Moscow's crackdown on opposition leader Alexei Navalny and other actions, but said the United States and Russia need to cooperate on nuclear arms control. Speaking after mass arrest of people demonstrating across Russia this weekend against President Vladimir Putin and the jailing of Navalny, Biden said he was very concerned. However, he also said that the talks on extending the soon-expiring START nuclear arms treaty also has to be prioritized. Earlier Monday, foreign ministers of the European Union met in Brussels to debate their response to Russia's arrest of the opposition leader and Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny, as well as a police crackdown on the pro-Navalny demonstrators. EU leaders have called on Russia to immediately release Navalny and the protesters. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.